Entrepreneurs in Worcester say improved transportation is one of the keys to Worcester attracting companies and workers. It's one of the reasons we chose this spot for our broadcast, the Grand Hall at Union Station in Worcester, where we sit right now. Each weekday, more than 15,000 people use the rail line that links Boston and Worcester. The figure counts people traveling in either direction. There's a plan to nearly double that number of trains on the line by adding another 10 in each direction. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, commuters call that a welcome idea.
I'm in the last car of the last rush hour train from Boston to Worcester, the 6:15. The car is a time capsule of early 21st century Massachusetts. Hospital workers, students, employees of financial firms and technology companies. People recognize one another. Joel Gerard says more trains would make his life easier.
I have to leave Westboro at 5:59. To get in for 7:15, 7:30. So if there were more options, you know, it would be nice. I wouldn't have to get up so early.
What time do you have to be in?
I have to be in at 8, but the next train pulls into the station at 7:46, something like that. So it's cutting a little bit close. I don't like to be late, so we get up early and take the early train in.
Gerard just got a job with an insurance broker in the financial district. He would not have been able to take the job if not for the train. His wife needs their one car to get to work. Rabab Fayaz is settling in the very back of the car. She just got a job at one of the hospitals in Boston. She's headed home to Southborough. Fayaz likes to pass the time with the same group of people every day. It helps to deal with the inconveniences of riding the rails to Worcester. She, too, wants to see an expansion of train service.
I mean, sometimes you get short card.
What does that mean?
Okay, so short trained means that, like, instead of having 5 cars, we'll have 4 cars. So we get a little cramped, we get a little cozy, a little personal, but, you know, it's all in good fun. So we have a nice little community.
Pratt Bamana, who works for IC Sciences, a medical information company in Boston, says his company's research leads him to believe that more weekday trains could get a lot more unemployed Massachusetts residents to jobs.
Most of the folks who are looking for jobs are in the 495 belt in this area. Most of the open jobs are in Boston, actually. Technology jobs are definitely in Boston, Cambridge. So from that perspective, I think the impact will be pretty good, doubling the trains.
Terry Swallow headed home to Westboro for her new job at Gobi.com, a British maker of touchscreens, says if the trains are going to benefit Worcester, Worcester needs to add more public transportation.
There is public transportation in Worcester, but really there's none. Because no one takes it, no one knows even how to find the schedule, no one knows where the bus might be, if there is a schedule or if it just kind of goes willy-nilly, like many things in Worcester tend to happen, so...
Hardly anyone goes all the way to Worcester. Swallow says that's because on top of a lack of public transportation on that end, there is not enough parking.
Online, I think it says that there's access to another lot that I think is the old Worcester Common Fashion Outlets parking lot, but that's kind of a hike.
Now approaching Worcester.
An hour and 9 minutes after leaving South Station in Boston, the train pulls into Union Station in Worcester. But back in Boston, woe to those who miss this train. They won't get into Worcester until it's almost 9. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.